Hello. Yes, sorry, I was talking. I was like, oh, where'd it go? It's all good. Yeah, perfect. Do you want to do both at the same time or can I just like. Yeah, give me one second. I'll just go find out where he is at the moment. One second. Below there. Are you still there? Good, how are you?
Speaking, am I? Yeah,
no stress.
Cool. Yeah, so my full name, Dominic Luca, date of birth, excuse me, 18th of March 1990, address 46 Admirals Crescent, Taylors Wharf.
And mine's Daniela Ashley Jean Pino Luther, 46 Admirals Crescent, Taylors Wharf, 1201, 1991. Yep, that's mine.
Yes, that's right. I think it's just making sure that we're on track with how it's all progressing, that the super accounts are working for us and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
Correct.
pretty much.
Yes. No
Yeah. Yeah, so she's obviously been born. So yeah, I'm back at work 2 days a week now. Yeah, that's got a lot to change, I think. I think so. It's about the same because I was on that prior to going on my maternity leave as well. Yeah. Yeah, exactly the same as what I was doing before.
Yep, so now I finished up with them the end of 2023, and I've been working for myself since. Correct. It'll be shortly. Yeah. So haven't done a tax return just yet. But it's on the radar. So last year, last financial year probably would have been pretty similar. This financial year, I should have made more definitely. Not ongoing. So I work with a whole bunch of different businesses as a contractor and that sort of thing. Some of them do, but there's one that does pay super whenever I have an invoice with them. Otherwise, I haven't. So that's kind of been coming in fits and bursts over the last couple of years, which you can probably see. But other than that, I haven't been making any additional contributions just because I haven't had, up until now, a really good line on what my earnings are from year to year. So most of that's just going into savings and expenses. And once I get a good idea of what this tax return is going to bring, and I'll start introducing some super contributions once again. Option 2, I think. Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, all that sort of stuff I'm still learning. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's good to know. Yeah, if possible. Correct. Yeah, it's been, again, something we're still managing, hoping we're in a better position for this upcoming financial year to be able to work on our savings goals a bit more intently, but through various things, expenses, medical bills have been a bit higher this year than so we're just kind of just getting through at the moment, hoping that the next kind of 12 months sees us in a bit more of a position where we can save a bit more. Just paying off our mortgage, or the remainder of our mortgage, and then if we can save for an overseas holiday or something like that, that would be something we'd be aiming for.
It's probably gone up. It's
probably gone up. Yeah, like we've had to use redraw and facilities like that at certain stages for like I said, about a bunch of sort of different expenses.
Everything blew out.
Unexpected expenses. So we've had to utilize that assumption a little bit over the last 12 months. So we're probably, and even just kind of assisting now that I'm working for myself and things like that in leaner months. So we're probably owing about $300 on the home loan now.
Yeah.
But it's our kind of income versus expenses are stabilised in this kind of this calendar year, which hopefully bodes well for the next or the financial year upcoming.
Ooh,
I'm not sure what the
I'll look it up on that.
What the bank values of that, but there's not many houses around the area that aren't selling for $1 million or over at the moment. I'd imagine so, yeah.
I'll look it up for you.
Yep. I think that about
it's about 900 to a million at the moment.
Just looked at the property value
on real estate.
On real estate, we're about 900 to a million is what's listing it.
This was done like before we've done additions to the house and stuff, so I don't know.
I'd be surprised if it's less than a million at the what the recent sales have been around the area. Your question
shares.
It'd be relatively similar. We've probably got 10,000 each in shares.
Up a couple.
Yeah.
Because we've got the shares, they just keep rebuying. The word that it is. So whatever money we get just goes straight into purchasing more shares. So it's probably gone up a couple, but I don't think much has really changed in terms of the shares. Yeah.
I think it'd be closer to 10.
Yeah.
Each. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I probably would have depreciated at whatever the rate is.
Mine's probably gone down a couple of K, but I don't actually know.
Yeah, we haven't really looked at the market for buying or selling cars, so
we keep it until it dies.
Whatever the usual rate of depreciation is, I'd imagine would be.
No. Oh, we've got about 20 now.
Our offset account works as our everyday
account.
Sort of account. So both of our incomes go into there and our expenses come out of there.
We'd like to look at potentially buying something in the future, but at the moment, until we get our mortgage down, we're not too keen at any more sort of owing situations. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if we could go earlier, that would be
go earlier would be planned, but if we have to keep going,
hard to envision 30 years down the track at the moment.
Yeah, no, it is what it is, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's
right. Mine didn't let me in.
Yeah. Out of sight.
Oh, no, it's out of sight, out of mind. I couldn't get in a couple of times, and I just said I'll get back to it, and then it just disappeared from my to-do list, to be honest.
Yeah, a bit out of sight, out of mind for me.
Yes, because I can't get the same insurance now with my health that's changed. Yeah, so I've got my thyroid and my diabetes that have popped up. So pretty much anything to do with that, and they've just said no to everything. So we've just said we'll keep it with rest because at least that way I'm covered. But also, like, there's no, yeah. Yeah, it just is what it is kind of thing. Okay. Yeah, it's what I usually get. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. So it like covers the other half of stuff, yeah.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't mind revisiting them now. I think we'd kind of plan on revisiting them together, but because of Danny's work position and where she's, I think there were different things that come up with the pregnancy and or part-time work that make things difficult for her to change. But if there was something that I think that was from memory what we were told. But if there was something where I could access a better sort of cover or something that was a bit better off for me, I'd definitely look at exploring that now. Yep. For me, it was just if there was another offering that gave us more for less or a similar amount that came out of was paid out of my super rather than a monthly bill. So that kind of helped us out from that perspective. Those are the sorts of things that I'd be looking to explore. If that makes sense. Yep. Yeah, it's coming on 2 years later this year. Yeah. No, so would that be in the case that I was out of work or there was reduced work for a period of time that would assist? Yeah, no, if there were, yeah, I'd definitely look into all those things. They're probably things that I haven't thought about too much, but would if there was something there that gave us a bit more protection or a bit more financial security in those kind of leaner patches of time, I'd definitely be wanting to explore what that looks like and understand more, definitely. Yep. 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 Gotcha. Yep. 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 Yeah, well, anything's better than nothing. It's just like, with most of these questions, my answer is going to be, and just because I'm a novice in this space and don't know much, is just the most you can give me for the less I need to pay, essentially. Yeah, I'm happy to. I'm happy to be guided by you, to be honest, on a kind of a best case scenario. Yes. Yeah. It's something I'd be looking at as a protection if in a worst case scenario. We're at a point now with relatively stable income that I'm not too concerned for the next kind of over the short term anyway. No, that's fine.
No.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yeah. Mine is, sorry, it's just rotating my phone. No, I can read it. Perfect. Cool. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Okay. That's all good. Yep. Okay, pretty good. Yeah. Yeah. All right, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy to.
Happy to explore
changes.
Any updates that need to be made? Yeah, from my perspective, like we've gone into, we're using you guys to kind of fast track our super, getting as big as possible, as fast as possible. So whatever needs to be done, we're kind of guided by your expertise. Is Hub 24 a new thing in my, I haven't heard that one before, as it doesn't recall or can't recall that. Yeah. Yeah, so they're, yeah, that's all right.
Okay, so does that mean that we just need to change the Australian thingy? Okay, cool. Yeah. Thank you. Oh gosh, Dom. Can you repeat that? Sorry. I got lost halfway through. Yeah. God, I don't know. $400 a week. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah. So I was doing $400 a week and I was like, oh my God, no. But no, 2,000 is more than enough, yeah. Probably wouldn't cover our holidays, but it would cover like daily living expenses kind of thing. Don't get this necessarily stupid. Say hypothetically we live forever, unlikely, but we live to like touch wood, a ripe old age of whatever. If we die, do they not just inherit our super? What do you reckon? Do we just want to, like, spend it on our granted and shit? Like, I think it'd probably be see how it goes if we're being honest, I'd probably spend all of it on my grandchildren. I don't know. That's the best I can give you. I just don't know. I'd probably say I'd keep it for us because then we'd probably just take them on holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, can you gift cash? You can gift cash, can't you? You can just give them a large amount of cash.
Yeah, we're aligned with whatever that looks like. From how we spend
our cash, yeah.
That cash with the kids and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Easy. No.
I've looked into it
in
the past, but
With the kids, just doesn't work out.
Time, we didn't get the property, and we haven't had another look since.
I'd probably look at borrowing the property.
That would be the one.
Yeah, the property one. Yeah, try and keep up with it. Yeah, what are you at? People dance differently, like after each other. You talk.
Sorry, mate. So repeat the question again.
Do you want to? Are you happy to put risk in to make sure you get more at the end, or do you want to play it safe?
Yeah, no. Faster the better.
Yep. Yeah, that's all good. Yeah. Mine would be between put in extra cash or let it ride out, I think. What do you think, Dom?
Yeah, if we had the extra cash there, I'd put the extra in. Otherwise, I'd probably just let it ride out.
Yeah, I think if we had the cash, we'd put it in, and if we didn't, we'd let it ride. Yeah. I kind of have no reaction. That sounds really bad. But I figure it's going to go up and down. So it is what it is, sort of thing. And also, I've still got, like you said, 25, 30 years left to work. So I think I was in like my 50s or 60s, I'd be a lot more concerned. But at the moment, like, I know what you guys are doing there, and I know that it's going to go up and down. So I'm not too, like, yeah, not overly concerned is a good way to put it. Dom?
Yeah,
he's oblivious, though.
I'm of the view that, understand the way the market works, doing this process, because over a period of time, all things going well, the market says that you will see dividends over time, so I'm not too concerned about any short-term losses or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all good. I wouldn't do the lending one. I don't know if I'd go with 100% investment.
No, what it is now
is pretty good. Yeah, what it is now is pretty good, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If we were making more money, if we had more income than we did, and we weren't kind of having to, if we had a better history or years that were kind of new or saving a lot, I'd be inclined to kind of take the next step, but we're probably not in that position at the moment.
I think as my kids hit like school age and I go back to work on a more regular basis, like in terms of my days, I'd probably increase my contributions. But until they're all at school and until everything's a bit more stable, like it'll be mainly Dom with the increase. Oh, yeah. yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's fine. That's what we did last time as well. We rolled over whatever the minimum was to be remaining for rest to be open and then took the rest out. Yeah, cool. Yep. Nah, all good. No, we're in the process of slowly completing it. I've got all the stuff to do it, I just haven't done it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we did. Because we didn't have kids at the time, so it was to go straight to each other. Yeah. Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah, cool. Okay, cool. I'll have a look at that. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So definitely put that. Yeah. Nope. Oh, yeah. Okay, right, we've got to get that sorted, Dom.
So is that not each other at the moment?
Well, no, we have to organise that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that. Beautiful, thank you for that. Yep. Nope, I'm trying to get back to my, there it is.
Sorry, you probably mentioned it before, but do you have just quickly the how much that my super increased in comparison last year, so it just in terms of, as I think you said it's at 115 at the moment. What did that go up from? Yeah. So from 103 to 100, it went up 12k in a year, and that's taking out the fee from you guys as well. Is that right?
Yep. So if just in layman's terms, like what we're doing, just going through you guys is kind of seems to be exceeding what it otherwise would have been.
Sorry, I'm just saying, I'm just trying to, like, I've hardly put any of my own sort of contributions in, but it seems to have, what you guys are doing, obviously it seems to have gone up 10%. Like, that would be, in comparison to what it was, like, before you guys came on board, like, correct. Yep.
Maybe BT, don't
you? There are a few different ones. Yeah, BT super rings a bell.
I think you were depressed as well, weren't you?
I was, yeah, for a period of time.
No, that's all good. Perfect. Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
that's easy.
Right. Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, for me, yeah, no, I remember getting a letter saying it was underperforming at the time from memory.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. So I reckon I was in one of those. Yeah, for me, like I said, it's like we're doing this to kind of fast track a good living beyond retirement and set ourselves up financially as much as possible. So as long as that's happening with the kind of investment with you guys, like that's,
we're good.
We're in a good spot. Yep. Yeah, fantastic. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it in front of me now.
Yeah. That's all good. Perfect. Yep, perfect.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Yep. Yep. Yep, that's fine. I've just clicked sign into all the purple boxes, is that right? Yep.
Yeah, no worries.
Easy done. Oh, when it works, I guess.
Yep, no worries.
Yeah, oh. Yep.
Yep. No problem. No, another time, if that's okay, I'll just go to got a couple of deadlines I need to hit for work. Yeah. Yep. No, I think we're all good. You had any questions?
No, all good. Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thanks. All good. Thank you.
All done. There you go. Yes. Next Monday would work well, yep. No, whatever. I'm available all day. No problem. No, appreciate your help with that. Yeah, big help.
Yeah.
Lovely, perfect. Thanks, thank you for that.
Thank you.
You too. Have a good one. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks, bye.